Teachers and administrators say bans on smartphones are the only way to regain student focus and tamp down on misbehavior. But parents are turning out to be unexpected but forceful opponents. Here's Julie Jargon, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Julie, explain.
Sure. So a number of school districts around the country have been trying to ban the student use of phones during the school day because they are causing a lot of distractions in class. Kids are using phones to film fights and do all sorts of things that are disrupting the school day and causing a lot of extra work for administrators. However, when schools propose phone bans, they often find that it's parents who oppose the phone bans. And that's because parents say they want to be able to reach their kid at any time of the day.
With school shootings in mind, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's the fear of, not being able to reach your child during an emergency is certainly a big motivator for parents wanting their kids to have phones and be reachable. But in reality, a lot of the communication during the school day is parents texting their kids about kind of mundane things. You know, don't forget to turn in this assignment. How did your test go? Blah, blah, blah. So,
jeez. What happened in Brush, Colorado?
Yeah, this rural school district in Colorado tried to ban smartphones and immediately got pushback from parents. And the reason is they had found that phones were at the center of more than half of the school's disciplinary issues. And they had to, because of the blowback from parents, they came to an agreement to not outright ban phones during the day, but to have a rule in which students could keep their phones out of sight. And if they needed to reach their parents, they needed to get a teacher's permission and go to the school office to use their phone. And if a student was found using their phone without permission, the phone would be confiscated, placed in an office, and parents would have to pick it up.
Mm. We're speaking with Julie Jargon. She writes the Family and Tech column at the Wall Street Journal. This piece is called Schools Want to Ban Phones. Parents say no. Is there a sense that we could make a big dent in the youth mental health crisis if we were to ban phones during the school day?
Well, that's what a lot of the administrators are arguing for. They're finding that a lot of the issues they're dealing with in school have their roots in phones, whether it's cyberbullying or, like I said, filmed fights that are being spread around, other forms of harassment, students in the bathroom being filmed, things like that. And students checking social media during the day and not paying attention in class. And so administrators feel like a lot of mental health issues are exacerbated by phone use, and that if at least, they're not being in use during the day, kids can focus and pay attention and, not find some of the other distractions of their social lives playing out during the school day.
Man. All right, so we referenced rural Colorado. What about Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Yeah, so that is Indiana's largest school district, and they told parents earlier this year that they wanted to test out a cell phone ban. And so instead of implementing a district-wide ban, they started with two middle schools and two high schools just before their spring break in mid-March. And the idea that they pitched to parents was, we're going to test this, collect data from these pilot schools, and see whether the absence of phones during the school day will cut down on disciplinary problems and increase classroom engagement.
Thanks, Julie. Julie Jargon, columnist at the Wall Street Journal.